News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
As the dust settles on the wacky races, a.k.a. the presidential election of 2018, the Public Accounts Committee has said they're now going to examine Áras spending every year. It comes after the presidential campaign, which saw the issue of spending by the president as one of the issues of the race. Sean Fleming, Fianna Fáil TD and Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, joins us. Sean, you're going to start checking the books up in the Áras.
Good morning, Paul. Well, earlier in the summer, we had a brief examination of the accounts for the president's establishment, and some people said we shouldn't have done it so close to the election, and I accept it was close, but the question was asked, and had we not done it, it could have led to even further questions. But in any event, a valid point was made, I think, across the board, is why over the decades did the PAC not do this, because it's within the remit of the Public Accounts Committee's public expenditure. And all I'm saying, I think it should be part of an annual review by the public account, as we do every other government agency and office of state. And I would propose that...
Now, Sean, let's remind our listeners what is at stake, what the kernel of this issue is. There's over 300 grand a year given to the president to spend any way he wants without furnishing receipts. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's part of it. But there's about 8 million euros spent each year on the president's establishment by the Office of Public Works, including that 300,000 figure that is not audited. But we find that in relation to the other 7 million, there was no audit committee in place for several years. It's just now been put together just quite recently. So there was lots of other issues that needed to be dealt within Áras and Uachtaráin without impinging on the incumbent. This is senior civil servants look after this money. All we're asking is the senior civil servants who look after the money to account for the money that they
spend. During the election, Michael Dee was able to sidestep it very adroitly. He didn't have any problems banging off that question whenever anyone tried to hit him with it. By the way, there's a question that continues in relation to what the PAC did in this. Were you guys stepping over the line when you decided to start looking into the presidential spending just on the eve of an election, effectively?
Well,
was that like that was a bit was that sharp practice?
Okay, I'll put it this way. I'll give you a more correct answer. The PAC, the Public Accounts Committee for the previous decades, hadn't stepped up to the line in doing their job year in, year out. I'm fairly new in this job. There is no good reason not to do it. We should be doing it every year. Yes, it was close to the election. Yes, I accept it came late in the day, and that's why I say we should take the hoo-ha out of it by having it as a routine item so it won't blow up again in advance of any future presidential elections.
By the way, did Fianna Fáil need to reconsider their position after, you know, the fact that they didn't run their own candidate this time around?
Well,
or do you feel vindicated that Michael Dee was elected? He was your preferred choice?
Well, yes, Micheál Martin was very strong, and the front bench made a clear decision that we wouldn't contest the election. He felt Michael Dee had done an excellent job, was capable of continuing that work, and that was vindicated. Almost 60% of the Irish people accepted that. So from that point of view, that was correct. One of the things, and you probably said you're moving on to it, is because none of the main parties had a candidate in the field themselves, it did leave the field open to other issues to arise that wouldn't have happened had all the main candidates representing all the main parties been in the field.
Okay, let's go to, well, it was Halloween, and I think it's very apt that the Halloween presidential election count produced a monster, and that monster is Mr. Peter Casey, a.k.a. PC, and he wants to join Fianna Fáil. Have you taken out the red carpet, and have you vacuumed it to welcome him into the arms of the soldiers of destiny?
Well, we're an open democratic party, and I suppose the difference where Peter is coming from and Fianna Fáil and all the political parties, we're democratic political parties. We're not a business that you can move in to take over and take up the top job.
Yeah, but let's remind our listeners, he actually said that he not only wants to join Fianna Fáil and run in Donegal, but he also wants to become leader.
He wants to take over the party. So I would call that business type approach to an organisation. Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or Labour, none of us are businesses that can be taken over by a person who think they have the wherewithal to do it. thankfully, democratic political parties don't work that way. That's appropriate language in the business sector, where you can take over a company by shares, be the chief executive or the chairman of the board and take it over. Politics doesn't work that
way. But Sean, has this presidential election created a monster in the sense that we now have the ultimate bogeyman has suddenly emerged, who went from 2% to 23%, and you cannot ignore the 23%. It was a huge cohort of the voting public. That this man does pose serious threats to all of you guys in Dáil Éireann, because 23% rejected the exhortation of the Taoiseach to not vote for him in the first place.
I understand that, and 343,000 people voted for him, and we have to look at those 340,000 people to know who they were. And as I've already said, there was a vacuum because the political parties had their own candidate. I am quite sure, had there been a strong Fianna Fáil candidate, had there been a strong Fine Gael candidate, had there been a candidate from those main parties, that 340,000 people wouldn't have voted for somebody like the person.
So Peter Casey is not joining Fianna Fáil anytime soon?
I have no idea if he's interested in joining Fianna Fáil other than his wish to take over the party, and parties don't work that way.
Well, John McGuinness has had a long lesson. He could be able to sit down with him over coffee and advise him in relation to all that. Sean Philamine, Fianna Fáil TD and Chair of the PAC, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.